From the continuing series on the origin of the CLC, we hear about 1960 and beyond. The Wisconsin Synod held its convention in 1961 at Wisconsin Lutheran High School in Milwaukee. By this time, the CLC was an organized church body with its own school, its own boards, and its own administration. The big question was what the Wisconsin Synod was going to do about its relationship with the Missouri Synod. Although the Wisconsin Synod had already declared in 1955 that the Missouri Synod was causing divisions and offenses contrary to biblical doctrine, it had never carried out the step that God's Word demanded when such is the case. What would it do in 1961? About 4:30 p.m. on August 17th, the convention delegates passed the following resolution by a vote of 124-49. Quote, that we now suspend fellowship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on the basis of Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. See the proceedings of the 36th Convention of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, page 198. That completes the quote. It would seem that the Wisconsin Synod was finally ready to take the action which its president had called for in 1955, declaring in his presidential report at that time, quote, for those of us who have been closest to these problems, it appears quite definite that we must now obey the Lord's word in Romans 16, verses 17, end quote. From the reports and memorials of the 23rd Convention, August 10th through 17th, 1955, page 13. We need to remember, however, that after the 1959 convention, the following erroneous principle became the catalyst for continuing fellowship with the Missouri Synod. Quote, termination of church fellowship is called for when you've reached the conviction that admonition is of no further avail and that the erring brother or church body demands recognition for their error. The supporting whereases, as well as the discussion on the floor of the convention, indicate that in the minds of many, the real reason for the suspension of fellowship was that an impasse had been reached in the doctrinal discussions with representatives of the Missouri Synod. In other words, the conviction had been reached that admonition was of no further avail. A few days later, August 23rd to 25th, the CLC held its second convention in Spokane, Washington. In its report to the convention, the CLC Board of Doctrine stated, quote, the recent convention of the Wisconsin Synod passed a resolution of suspension, which gives rise to the hope that the membership of the Synod may be seeking to rectify a situation that has caused much grief and concern. Over this possibility, we rejoice, end quote. The report continued, quote, this suspension of fellowship does not in itself remove the real issues that are involved in our relations with the Wisconsin Synod, end quote. From the minutes of the second annual convention of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, Appendix 5. The convention adopted the report of the Board of Doctrine and added this statement, quote, we mention the issues that lie between Wisconsin and ourselves, namely, deviations from the scriptural doctrine of church fellowship and the doctrine of the clarity and authority of the scriptures, as well as instances of violation of the sanctity of the call, end quote. From the minutes of the Second Annual Convention of the Church of Lutheran Confession, page 9. In the Lutheran Spokesman of January 1962, CLC President Paul G. Albrecht clearly explained the nature of these issues. On the issue of church fellowship, Albrecht explained, quote, the Lord says, Romans 16, verse 17, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them, that is, take careful note of them, which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Have no fellowship with them. Not tomorrow, or next year, or when you reach the conviction that admonition is of no further avail, or when a majority of convention delegates reaches this conviction, but when you see what they are doing. There is nothing in Wisconsin's recent suspension resolution that would show that Wisconsin had receded from the unscriptural position to which he has clung and which he has stoutly defended." End quote. It was Wisconsin's interpretation of Romans 16, verse 17 and 18 that caused the CLC to charge the Wisconsin Synod with undermining the clarity and authority of Scripture. The question had been raised in the Wisconsin Synod as to whether Romans 16, verse 17 and 18 should be followed, or whether the Synod owed a debt of love to the Missouri Synod and therefore should postpone suspension. One set of scriptural passages was pitted against another set, thus confusing the matter. CLC President Albrecht and Wells President Oscar Naumann began in February of 1962 to arrange discussions of the issues that separated the two synods. The basic problem in arranging meetings between the two synods was that the Wisconsin Synod representatives seemingly wanted to avoid any discussions that would bring to light discrepancies between the Bible's teaching on church fellowship and their official synodical actions in the years from 1955 to 1961. In response, the CLC Board of Doctrine stated, quote, "We cannot undertake to discuss expressions of principle with Wisconsin at this point without reference to past practice and the expressions of principle which supported that practice. The Wisconsin thesis on church fellowship, whatever their merits otherwise, do not focus upon the immediate point of our controversy. In a specific area of our differences, they are subject to varying interpretation. If they are declared to mean what the CCF, concerning church fellowship, the CLC document, says in regard to that issue, their adequacy would have to be tested against the other official pronouncements of the Wisconsin Synod, as well as its actions between 1955 and 1961. Failing this, our discussions would expose us to the great danger of reaching agreement in words without agreement in substance. This risk we cannot, in good conscience, accept." From the Church of the Lutheran Confession, 7th Annual Convention Proceedings, pages 22-23. In an effort to pinpoint a specific doctrinal deviation on the part of the Wisconsin Synod, the Board of Doctrine in April of 1968 sent a lengthy letter to the Wells Commission on Doctrinal Matters. The history of the controversy was summarized, and the statement was made, quote, "The question dividing CLC from the Wells is whether the directives of Scripture admit of a continuing fellowship relation, protesting or otherwise, with a church body known and acknowledged to be engaged in the teaching of error and in unscriptural practice, while a protracted course of admonition is being pursued. The Wells has defended such a course of action. The CLC rejects such a policy." End quote. Quoted from the Church of Lutheran Confession, 8th Convention Proceedings, page 23. The 1992 CLC Convention declared, quote, point number one, "We affirm that ever since the formation of the CLC in 1960, there has been a doctrinal difference between the CLC and the Wells Elds on the matter of termination of fellowship with church bodies that have become causes of divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which we have learned." See Romans 16, verse 17 and 18. Point number two, "We are convinced by Scripture," Galatians 5, 9, 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22, "that in order to resolve doctrinal differences, it is necessary that previous official false statements and actions be clearly rejected. This conviction is reinforced by the study of church history." Point number three. "Since in the correspondence of the past biennium, the representatives of the Wells Elds has refused up to this point to acknowledge that this difference which separates us is a matter of doctrine. We urge the Board of Doctrine to terminate the present discussions with the representatives of the Wells, Ells, unless such discussions address this specific doctrinal difference from the outset. From the Church of the Lutheran Confession 20th Convention Proceedings, pages 29 and 30. By this time, 50 years and more after the original controversy, there are no doubt other issues besides the termination of fellowship that would have to be resolved before the CLC could declare fellowship with the Wells or the Ells. One of the issues to be resolved would have to be participation in fraternal insurance companies such as Thrivent. But the old issue is still very large. It is strange that the Lawrence Statement of 1958 on termination of fellowship, which seems clearly unscriptural to the CLC, cannot be also clearly rejected by the Wells and the Ells, since their claim is that we are really in doctrinal agreement. Thomas Nass of the Wells made this comment in 2001, quote, "When asked what the doctrinal difference was, the Lawrence Statement of 1958 is quoted by the CLC as proof of false doctrine. However, we would not be able to condemn it as false doctrine because we can understand it in a proper way. Progress toward reconciliation will not be made, however, if the CLC continues to insist that the Lawrence Statement of 1958 must be labeled as false doctrine." From the Wisconsin Lutheran Quarterly, the winter of 2001, page 61. This article was written by David Lau, retired pastor and professor, who now lives in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.